But let me just explain this to you. God created three institutions. The home, government. I know some of you don't like to hear that. You're so anti-government, but God actually created government. And the local church. Now, obviously, governments can get out of control. And we believe in minimal government, and we understand that. But God created these institutions. And God created an authority structure within these institutions. So just to remove, you know, all of the tension from government, let's just use an example of a different institution. Let's use the example of a home. And let's just look at how the authority structure works within a home. And I'm going to use this as an example, but you can apply it to government in the same way. Go to 1 Peter chapter number 3. If you kept your place in Hebrews, from Hebrews, you can go James and then 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter number 3. And let me explain to you how authority works in the Bible, whether it's government or the home or the church or whatever. Whether it's your job, just how it works. 1 Peter chapter 3, let me just say this as we're talking about this. The Bible teaches that we should obey our authority. The Bible teaches that we should obey our God-given human authority, whether that's children obeying their mother and father, or a wife obeying her husband, or an employee obeying his boss, or us obeying government officials. The Bible says that we should obey everything that our human God-given authority tells us to do, no matter how inconvenient or annoying it might be. Now, let me give you an example of this for wives. 1 Peter chapter 3, look at verse 1. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husband, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. Look at verse 5, same chapter, 1 Peter 3 and verse 5. For after this manner, in the old times, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Go to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. And of course, the book of Ephesians, closer to the beginning of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5, look at verse 22. Ephesians 5, 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband. Notice these words, as unto the Lord. You can find passages in the New Testament that tell servants to submit themselves to their masters as unto the Lord. So the Bible teaches that, look, we should, when we have God-given human authority over us, whether it's a father and mother, whether it's a husband, whether it's an employer, whether it's a government official, the Bible teaches that we should do our best to submit ourselves, no matter how inconvenient or annoying it might be, and that we should do it as unto the Lord. And the Bible tells us that we should do it in everything. You're there in Ephesians 5, look at verse 23. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let wives be to their own husbands. Look what it says, in everything. In everything. Look, here's what I believe. The Bible teaches that wives should submit to their husbands in everything. No matter how annoying, no matter how inconvenient, no matter how dumb it might be, you married him, that's your authority, that's your God-given authority. God says you submit yourself in everything. So look, if your husband, you know, just wants you to put the spoons in a certain drawer, and say, well, that doesn't make any sense. It makes more sense to do them here. But if he's telling you to do them there, put it there, you ought to do it. You say, well, it's more inconvenient. It's annoying. It's dumb. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, but you should obey your husband in everything, at every authority, whether it's your husband, whether it's your father, whether it's your boss, whether it's the government. We should submit ourselves as unto the Lord. Now, that is not without its limits. All right, go to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, look at verse 18. If you're there in Ephesians, you got Philippians, Colossians. Colossians chapter number 3, verse 18. Colossians 3:18. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. Notice, as it is fit in the Lord. So in Ephesians, we were told as unto the Lord. In Colossians, we're told as it is fit in the Lord. What does that mean? Here's what it means. You should do everything your husband tells you to do, as long as it fits within what the Lord is asking you to do. So you want to have Taco Tuesdays, but he wants to have Taco Thursdays. You just have Taco Thursdays. Okay? Is it a sin to eat tacos on Thursday? Is he asking you to sin? If he says, no, I refuse to eat tacos on Tuesday, I'll have tacos only on Thursday. Look, it's not a sin. You ought to obey in everything. Now, if your husband asks you to do something that's sinful, then you disobey. Go to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, and look at verse 18. Acts 4:18, the Bible says this. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Acts chapter 4, verse 18. And they, talking about the priests, the captains of the temple, the Sadducees, the political leadership, they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. The government officials told the early church, we don't want you teaching and preaching. We don't want you speaking the name of Jesus. They did it anyway, Acts 5:28, if you flip over, Acts 5:28. Here's their response when they got caught, saying, did not we straightly command you, right, Acts 4:18, that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon you. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. And we like to quote that, but please understand that the only time that you're actually allowed to disobey your human authority and obey God rather than men is when your human authority is asking you to do something that goes against what God has commanded you to do. If your husband is asking you to lie, if your husband is asking you to steal, if your husband is asking you to break one of the commandments of God, then we ought to obey God rather than men. But if he's asking you to put the spoons in a certain drawer or to serve a certain meal on a certain day, that's not sinful. That's not sinning. You say it's annoying, it's dumb, it's inconvenient, but you ought to obey in everything as unto the Lord until he asks you to sin. So here's the thing. When it comes to the government, we should obey in everything as unto the Lord as long as it's not a sin. You say, well, I think that the highway should have no limits and we should be allowed to go as fast as we want. And in California, you can only go 75, but there's other states where you go. But you know what? If you live in California, go 75. You say it's annoying, but you just submit. Is it a sin? But when they ask you to sin, when they ask you to do something that actually breaks the laws of God, then we obey God rather than men. So here's the question I have for you. What is the government doing that's asking, what is the government asking you to do that is so sinful? To stay at home? To spend time with your family? To not go to stores? I mean, you say, it's annoying. I agree. It's inconvenient. I get it. It's messing up the economy. Why do you care so much about money? They're doing this. Okay, but what's sinful about it? Where is it sinful? And again, some of you are saying, well, they're not allowing us to congregate. But here's the thing. If there's actually a highly infectious disease, you don't want to be congregating. You don't want to be gathering. And I don't understand the position that says, no, there is an infectious disease, but there should be an exception for churches because your church is a magical building. I mean, if there actually is a virus that's hurting people, then you actually don't want to gather. And the government, I believe the government is within its rights to lock things down. You say, but we're not sick. Well, you don't know that, number one, because you're not God. Number two, Leviticus 13 teaches that they have the right to lock people down if they think they might be spreading a disease. And number three, I believe that the government is not asking us to do anything sinful. Now look, we should obey everything in our God-given human authority structure, no matter how inconvenient or annoying, and we should obey them as unto the Lord, and we should not obey when human authority asks us to sin.